Felt you guys were kind of right there in the game in the second half. You even took the lead in total shots at one point, 14-13. I guess what are just some big takeaways despite the result you take from this game?
Yeah, I think once we settled down late in the first half and started building our way into the game, I thought we did a good job of creating some opportunities. It's always going to be a tough start coming to Miami, and I think it took a little while to get over the nerve part. But again, I think we created some really good chances on goal, and the game's about finishing. And tonight we just couldn't find that equalizer when we were down a goal, and then obviously pushing. We kind of opened ourselves up at the end there, but overall, I thought it was a really good effort from the guys. And again, like I always say, we want to get one game better. And there's a lot of great things to take away from this game. And there's some areas where we need to continue to work at.
And not much time to dwell on this quick turnaround with the weekend game. How do you approach that?
Again, I think it really starts with recovery and making sure that the guys recover the right way. We'll probably make a couple changes to the group, so we can get some freshness in the legs. Obviously, just coming off of preseason, most of the guys, I don't think, are ready to endure two 90-minute bouts so close together. So we'll probably do that. But then from the way we want to approach the game, it's the same way. We want to look at the film. We want, and obviously, a completely different. I mean, probably the two most distinct opponents you can play. But we'll look at some film and really think about areas that we need to improve on in the way we attack, likewise in the way we defend. And I think that, again, in the second half, really it was our energy to get pressure on the ball that afforded us a bunch of opportunities in front of goal. And I think that's the mindset that we have to start the game with.
Que sea un tópico, pero Messi hizo la diferencia, ¿no? La calidad de Messi fue clave en el partido.
Sí, no, como he dicho, para mí es el mejor jugador del fútbol en la historia. Y lo más importante es que siempre está buscando los espacios que son difíciles de marcar. Y cuando recibe el balón, cambia velocidad, que todavía tiene velocidad para hacer jugadas. Y es el jugador clave para el equipo. Y cuando no aprovechamos nuestras oportunidades, deja que un jugador como Messi marcar la diferencia.
Sí, por eso decía lo de la diferencia, porque realmente el Real Salé jugó un buen partido. Hizo una primera parte desde el punto de vista defensivo, muy ordenado. Ellos hicieron la diferencia por la calidad de Messi y en la segunda parte se tuvo opción de empatar y el equipo fue para arriba y encaró, digamos, un partido que en teoría era difícil y lo jugó muy bien, ¿no? Yo creo que eso se puede rescatar.
Sí, no, estoy muy satisfecho con el esfuerzo en el segundo tiempo, la calidad que mostramos. Y en el fútbol te da una oportunidad para marcar, y yo creo que tuvimos dos, tres, cuatro, a lo mejor en el segundo tiempo. Y cuando no hace gol, se pone un poco complicado. Pero yo creo que es un gran partido para estudiar y para seguir mejorando.
La última cosa, sorprendió el cambio de Luna y la entrada del chico alemán debutando. ¿Se nos explica un poco de lo que tenía?
Sí, el lunes se estaba calambrando, no podía ir más, o sea, no pidió un cambio. Y yo creo que ahora está hablando con los médicos que quiere entender por qué estaba calambrando, porque es algo raro para el Diego, pero vamos a ver, pero ese fue
O sea
porque.
que te va a obligar el sábado a hacer modificaciones.
Claro, y tenemos que ver cómo se recupera y cómo. Y él, y me imagino los demás también que jugaron mucho minutos.
Sorry, in English, is that cramps? He was cramping.
Yeah, so Diego was cramping. Yeah, he asked for some. Yeah,
Gotcha.
and again, in a game where you're chasing the last guy, you want to take off is a guy like Diego, right? But if he's asking for sub, it's because I think he's not in a position to contribute anymore.
Lastly for me, just that depth piece is so interesting because you guys have what is mostly a very veteran team with a lot of returners, but then you can bring in a guy like Fidel Barajas off the bench, the 17-year-old kid. What was it about him that, in this big match like this, I think you were even tied at the tether, you had a chance to tie at the time. What was it about him that was the right decision?
Well, he showed real well in preseason. I think he's contributed to two or three goals in preseason. And he's brave. I don't think the moment is too big for him. And so really just been his performances. It's not anything other than the way he's played and the way he's conducted himself. And obviously this is a big game to come into. Thought he had some really good moments. And he'll continue to get better as the season goes on.
Andy?
No, I'm good now.
Pablo, I apologize if I'm repeating, but what was the big difference, I guess, for you between first half and second half? Was it energy, aggression, mentality?
Yeah, no, I think, again, it's only natural, right? We have a relatively young group. You're coming to Miami, you're playing against Messi and Suarez and Busquets and Alba, guys that they probably grew up watching. And so it's only human to have these type of nerves. And what you realize is once you, you know, engage with an intense mindset, they can make mistakes as well. Mm-hmm. And I think it's when you realize that they're human, that you end up feeling like you belong. So I think it was a natural kind of reaction to the moment, and it was big, and we're opening the season for Major League Soccer. There's a lot of eyes on there. I mean, nationally, globally. So it was a big moment, but I think once we got over that hump, we started to play the kind of football we're capable of. And it's great to see the guys overcome that.
And then lastly, turning the page to St. Louis, obviously sticking around here for a couple of days, take advantage of the weather, recover, and then fly on Friday.
Yeah, I think it's the most important thing for the guys now is just recovery, right? And I think, again, I think they feel like they kind of let one get away as far as not getting a result here and getting a draw. But again, I think it's the way we talk about internally, everything's a process. You know, sometimes it goes your way, sometimes they don't. But the most important thing is to be able to reflect as a group, recover quickly. And then, you know, and sometimes these games that come quickly are actually a blessing because there's not a lot of time to think about it. So we'll confront a really aggressive St. Louis team with everything we got.
And then I guess I'll repeat Caleb's question, but Noel Kalaskin, what did he show you over the last 6 weeks that led to today?
Yeah, so Noel has been a really good contributor in preseason. He's been everything that we've been wanting to do tactically, he's taken it on board. And in particular, in our setup, our pivots are critical in their mobility off the ball. Again, it tracks numbers ball side, so that then our weak side is free. And so he does a really good job of scanning, really good job of positioning to then open up the weak side. And he's done a really good job in preseason. So again, I think just on a merit basis, deserving of this opportunity. And you know, as he continues on his career, he's a player that I think can make a lot of contributions in the first team.
And then I guess last thing is just obviously this is the earliest start in the history of Major League Soccer. How much are you looking forward to just continued fitness sharpness as we kind of play our way into the season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think it really takes about a month into the season where you're hitting, you know, peak performance as far as fitness. And you have, you know, four games, not preseason games, but games being played at the level that you're going to encounter at the weekend. Yeah. And, you know, Chicho and Pablo joined us, you know, 3 weeks into preseason. Andreas and Nelson joined us a week left into preseason. So there's a lot of gelling to do. And that's why it's always important to take all that into consideration when you're assessing games. But again, I think overall the effort was fantastic for me.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Pablo.
Yeah. Thanks, Pablo.
We'll see you guys.
See you.